This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our live roadshow, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers, was in New York City a couple of weeks ago, the 92nd Street Y, in fact, where we talked to, among others, Yancey Strickler, the newish CEO and one of the co-founders of Kickstarter. So here you go with the numbers. 71,000 projects on Kickstarter, plus or minus $1 billion donated by 7.2 million people overall. I started that night on stage, as one might reasonably do, by asking him how Kickstarter started. Turns out he was at a restaurant talking to his waiter, who became his co-founder, a guy by the name of Perry Chen.
Perry was an artist and someone who had a lot of interesting ideas, and he had this thought about creating a system where he could propose an idea to the world and people would support it if they wanted to, but no one would be charged unless everyone thought it was a good idea. And also, because I was thinking about numbers, it was 900 days after he told me about the idea that we managed to launch the site. So
three and a half years.
So it took a while.
We had you on Marketplace 2.5 years ago when you were not yet the guy running the company, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking backstage and you were talking about how, you know, you've got 100 people counting on you now. I wonder how your life has changed now that you are the guy responsible for the numbers, almost literally.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there, you know, there's three of us who started it. I don't know. I did customer service when we first began. I was always the friendly person who'd go shake everybody's hand and talk to creators all day, and that's just kind of how I enjoy life. Beginning of this year, my partner Perry stepped up to become chairman and to go back to being a full-time artist, and I became CEO. I've always had a fascination with numbers and with business, despite, I don't know, it's like a weird foreign thing to me to pay attention to. But this year I have.
We should totally not tell the people who work at Kickstarter that it's a foreign thing for you.
They could tell. Actually having to understand that and become really deep with it has become a new thing for me this year, although that isn't the biggest challenge at all. I mean, What's the biggest challenge? It's the weight of the 7 million people who have backed a project before, probably some of whom are in this audience. And it's the weight of trying to lead something that we believe can inspire a new creative golden age. It's phenomenal and incredibly difficult.
It occurs to me there is not actually a moment when you as a CEO can stop worrying, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I wonder how you, as an entrepreneur, in the beginning, explained something that didn't exist. Here's this idea we have where we go out and ask people for money. How'd you do that?
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible, but I now view it as a real privilege. We for 4 years went around pitching people on this idea that really had no analog whatsoever. And we met a lot of very prominent investors who every single one of them told us no. And then when it becomes a real thing, it's even weirder. I mean, Kickstarter was on South Park 2 weeks ago. They did a whole episode about Kickstarter. And I got so many texts and emails from old friends that were like, "Whoa, dude, that thing you did was on South Park. Holy shit." Which is honestly exactly the same way that I feel about it. I mean, I completely concur.
Yancey Strickler, ladies and gentlemen, Kickstarter.
The next and final stop for the national tour of How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Numbers is right here in Los Angeles. Next Saturday, it's November the 8th, me on stage with some people in the business of creativity, Amy Poehler, Norman Lear, Gwen Shotwell from SpaceX. Tickets at marketplace.org if you're in town. Come on by.